I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Roku.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. And indeed, this week we have some stuff. In past weeks, we've had only a little bit of stuff, but this week we have some stuff. Didn't say it was going to be exciting. Didn't even say it was going to be interesting. Said we had stuff. Just getting that out of the way right up front so you'll know that there's no false promises here. Yes. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And by the way, as you heard, our sponsor this week is Roku. I love my Roku. It's just awesome. And we'll talk more about that later. First thing we want to talk about, though, is that my tablet is blank. Very good, Fred. That one, nothing slips by Fred. Yes, blank like my mind. Very good. You know, Fred, you need to work on some new material. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. Let's look at the website, of course, which is drbill.tv, as it says on the screen. Yes, and the first item we're going to look at as I scroll down further. No, not that. Silly tablet. The first item is that Firefox 16 will offer new tools for web developers. How cool is that? Current Firefox users will be able to get the update the next time Firefox restarts, or you can download Firefox 16 if you have not done so already. My tablet just keeps jumping around. Behave. This release is short on new features for ordinary users, but Firefox 16 does show web developers some love. With the new developer toolbar and its command line tool. The developer toolbar, blah, 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 blah. Toolbar is really just a faster, easier way to get to the common web developer tools like the inspector and the console. To use the new toolbar, just hit the shortcut key, Shift F2, and the developer toolbar will appear as a thin, dark gray strip along the bottom of the page. Thin, dark gray strip along the bottom of the page. No, not a stripper. If you do that and a stripper appears on the bottom of the page, you're on the wrong website. Just saying. Anyway, my tablet's giving me a hard time. It's throwing me off my groove. You've thrown the doctor off his groove. Okay. The... Next item, the new version of Microsoft Office reaches RTM. RTM is released to manufacturing. That's, you know, that's different than the other letters that represent reading manuals. We won't go there. The point is, released to manufacturing is a milestone in a piece of software's life. When it's finally done, it's all baked in, all the final stuff is there, and they release it to the manufacturer to print it onto, you know, whatever media, CD or whatever it is. These days, they don't even probably have media anymore. They're just going to download it. But whatever, it's available. And it will be released officially soon as a product for sale. But not quite yet. They just released it to manufacturing. It says, Microsoft, that is, says This is the most ambitious release of Office we've ever done. It spans the full family of Office applications, servers, and cloud services. The new Office has a fresh, touch-friendly design. Yes. That works beautifully with Windows 8. I imagine that's the key, is that it's designed for Windows 8. And unlocks modern scenarios in social reading, note-taking, meetings, and communications. We're proud to achieve this milestone and are eager to deliver this exciting release to our customers. General availability is planned in the first quarter of 2013. Starting October 19th, customers purchasing Office 2010 from local retailers or resellers will receive the new Office for free upon availability. So there you go. And of course, I plan to keep using LibreOffice, so I'm not that thrilled about the release of the new version of Office, Microsoft Office, because LibreOffice does everything I need it to do and it's free. So there, Microsoft. Mozilla, I've already mentioned, released Mozilla 16. Well, guess what? They re-released Mozilla 16. That's twice with the same version number. Why? Because Mozilla 16, when it was released, had a bad security issue. Not good. Particularly since Mozilla prides itself on Firefox's security savviness. If that's a word. But anyway, they found this problem, which could be used by attackers to hijack machines. So that's bad. You know what I'm saying? So at around 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on October the 12th, Mozilla turned on its upgrade servers and started pushing out 16.0.1, the patched version, to users who had earlier downloaded the flawed browser or who are still running version 15 and earlier. 30 minutes later, the open source developer restored the patched program to its primary and secondary download pages. Yesterday, Mozilla yanked Firefox 16 from its download websites and stopped serving it to existing users and upgrade. They went, oopsie, and they fixed it. So, any other interesting stuff there? No, not really. They fixed it. That's the main thing. Also, we have Windows 8 news, which, of course, I'm not that thrilled about either. But hey, what are you going to say? Here it is. Windows 8 pricing has been released. And here's what I said. I said, here it is, what Windows 8 will cost you if you want to go there. Okay, you can tell I'm thrilled. So here it is. It's now official. A Microsoft blog post reveals the pricing and packaging of the Windows 8 Pro upgrade and says pre-orders will be available from Amazon.com, Best Buy, Staples, Office Depot, and the Microsoft Store, and many, many more. I added another mini in there just to spiff it up. But anyway, the page listed four separate pricing packages. The Windows 8 upgrade will be $69.99. So you'll save $130 over the full cost. Windows 8 Pro Pack, which is product key card with no media, is $69.99. You save $30. Windows 8 full version, OEM version, will be $99.99. Just a penny shy of $100. Windows 8 Pro full version will be an OEM price of $139.99. Now, you may say to yourself, self, you may say, that's way cheaper than Microsoft Windows has been in the past. Yes, it is. And that is because Microsoft is losing market share probably, and they need to do something radical, like actually lower their pricing. Just saying. I don't actually know that, but I'm hoping that's the case. You know what I'm saying? Boy, you know, I'm just in a surly mood. I'm surly this week. Ah. Anyway, so let me tell you, well, first of all, do I want to, what do you think, Fred? No! Fred says it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. At least I had a little warning that time. Just a little. Geek Software of the Week. We'll go ahead and do that since Fred's insistent. Geek Software of the Week this week is Curports. Odd name. Curports. C-U-R-R-P-O-R-T-S, as it says here on the screen. It is, in fact, a neat utility to see what ports are open on your system. We were talking security earlier about Windows. Firefox 16 having security issues. Well, your computer can have security issues too if you have open ports with nothing behind them. I was explaining that recently to someone. I was talking to them about, you know, what having open ports is a problem, mainly if you don't have any software behind the port using the port to tie it up. Because if the port is open and there's nothing there plugging it up, so to speak, software-wise, then it's just a hole that they can go through. I'm pointing my finger right at your face. Anyway, it's a hole they can go through and get into your machine and wreak havoc. You don't want them to wreak havoc. Wrecked havoc gets all over the place, and it's messy. Anyway, so here's what Curports does. You download it, you install it, you run it, and it will give you a network inventory of automated agent-free network inventory software. Network Inventory Advisor automatically discovers all network assets, scans them, and builds network inventory reports. There's also something called Smart Sniff. Capture TCP IP packets on your network adapter. Capture them. And Socket Sniff, which is for Windows Sockets, WinSock Sniffer. Sounds odd. Curports is network monitoring software that displays the list of all currently open TCP IP and UDP ports on your local computer. For each port in the list, information about the process that opened the port is also displayed, including the process name, full path of the process, version information of the process, product name, file description, and so forth, and the time the process was created and the user that created it. So, you can see what's going on, and that's a good thing. Indeed. Now, what I was going to say before Fred decided it was really time for Geek Software of the Week, who's running this show? Well, yes. But anyway, I was going to say that, as his mind goes completely blank. Oh, yes, our sponsor this week is Roku. Roku is awesome. I mentioned that. I actually, somewhere here, matter of fact, let me get my, I have here in my hand a reach pole. A reach pole for grabbing things. And in fact, I'm chasing it all over the room. Ah, I have it. Yes. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Ha, I got it. I should get my props together before I do the show. Instead of having them all the way across the room. That's why I had the reach pole. Okay, this is a Roku official box. Not a Roku box as in the actual Roku itself, but a box the Roku came in. And I have purchased many Rokus. I've given away a few. I even gave away one here on the show as a contest giveaway. Yes. So, but this is the Roku that I got for my bedroom, and it's a Roku LT, and it's cool. It's awesome. But the cool thing about Rokus are that you can get this and you can hook it up to your HDTV or whatever, and you can watch TV over the internets. And that includes our own channel, the DrBillBailey.net official private Roku channel. Dude! So, you'll notice it's not listed here among the you know, the Amazons and the Facebooks and the Netflixes and the HBOs and the Hulus and the Pandoras. It's not listed there because it is a secret channel available only to those special few who know the secret code. Yes. You want to know the secret code? You do. That's great. I'll tell you the secret code. The secret code is Dr. Bill TV. No dots. D-R-B-I-L-L TV, as it says right here between my fingers. So, all you got to do is get yourself a Roku box, and you can do that by going to my website, drbill.tv, and you'll notice right down the right-hand side, there's this big Roku ad. If you click that, go through that ad, purchase a Roku box, sign up for a Roku account, and within that Roku account, there's a place to do private channels. Private channels is where you type in the secret code, Dr. Bill TV, as hundreds of other people have. And they're using it to watch this very show. Dude, I mean, my face on a giant HD TV. Scary, isn't it? I thought so. Anyway, so I encourage you to do that. Yes, both get a Roku and subscribe to our channel. All right, last item this week is that we have on our website, the official drbill.tv website that I mentioned just a moment ago, you can go and you can watch the first official Windows 8 commercial. Such as it is. Check it out. It's okay. You know, it's not as cool as the Internet Explorer 9 commercial. I like that commercial. I don't even like Internet Explorer 9, but I like their commercial. It's got cool music, and it's got Iron Man landing and looking cool. I mean, dude, what more do you need? You know what I'm saying? Check that out. You can actually go to YouTube and type in Internet Explorer 9 commercial that's cool. Actually, I don't know if you can add the it's cool, but anyway, you can watch it. You've probably seen it on TV. I've seen it quite a bit. It's the only one that I'll stop, you know, fast-forwarding through to see. One of the few, at least, that is the case. And the one with the silly goat, I go right by as quickly as possible. I don't like that commercial. What's it for? I don't even remember what it's for, but it's a goat. I'm somewhat anti-goat. I don't know why. It's just a stupid commercial. Stupid commercials annoy me. Okay. Like the pig commercial for Geico. That's so stupid. It boggles the mind how stupid that is. And so I quickly fast forward through it and go, the whole time. Much to the annoyance of my wife and son. Although they don't like that commercial either. No. Or the goat one. They don't care for the goat one. But there's some that are fun. Some commercials are actually fun. I kind of like... How did I get off on this thing with the commercials? I don't know. Anyway, I kind of like the ones for the insurance company where they're like up on the roof and they're doing really stupid things. I mean, they know they're stupid. You know what I'm saying? But they're stupid on purpose. So let's do a geek wisdom. We haven't done that in a while. Since I'm running a little short this week. I mean, I'm not short. I'm 6'2". But the show is running short. Anyway, you understand. This is Geek Wisdom, the Secret Teachings of Nerd Culture. The book. This week's is... No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. That's Arik Goldfinger in the movie Goldfinger. He has a whole movie named after him. Anyway, here's what they say about it. There's just no talking to some people. Oh, you can try. You can form your arguments, bring your evidence, and go in with as open a mind as possible. But at some point, you have to realize the other person just isn't interested in a meeting of the minds. For James Bond, that realization probably hit when he was strapped to a solid gold table by the dastardly Goldfinger, with a laser beam inexorably advancing toward his unmentionables. We may never be in a similar precarious position, I hope not, against a similarly implacable foe, but at some point in our lives, we're likely to square off against a rival who doesn't believe in fair play, can't be appealed to or reasoned with, and just doesn't want to win. They want you to lose. While Agent 007 finessed some very quick thinking to stay the hand of his erstwhile executioner, sometimes the quickest thinking of all is to simply recognize the gold fingers in our lives before we end up staring at that laser. Yes. Okay. The fine print. I always have a hard time with the fine print, so I will try to get my eyes exercised to read it here. The Laser in Goldfinger, 1964, was a clever atomic age updating of the tension-filled threat found in Edgar Allan Poe's Pit and the Pendulum from 1842. Yes. So, our quote for the week. No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. Yes. So, geek wisdom for you. It's kind of my mission in life, give you geek wisdom. So we have back here Tux, the Angry Bird, and behind the chair here, we have the Silly Green Pig. And right there is a TARDIS. Yes, an official Doctor Who TARDIS covered cup thing that I got for, like, I think Christmas or my birthday, one or the other. They're both very close to each other, so one or the other. But at any rate, it's awesome, and it's a TARDIS. Yes. So, time and relative dimension in space. So anyway, just saying. I'm rambling now. Oh, look, a bird. So, I guess I'll go away now. Remember, until next time, the Doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.